Palestinians up pay of terrorists who killed 9 as Israel halts funds overpay for slay. By Deborah Brand on August 1, 2022. The Palestinian Authority marked the 20th anniversary of a deadly attack at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem by increasing its monthly payments to the terrorists responsible, a media watchdog said Sunday. The news comes as Israel's Security Cabinet voted to withhold almost $180 million from the Palestinian Authority over its pay-for-slay scheme rewarding convicted terrorists and their families a monthly salary. The cafeteria bombing on July 31, 2002, on the university campus in Jerusalem killed 9 people and injured more than 80. The PA raised the salaries of the terrorists behind it. Wael Ghassem, Wasim Abbasi, Ala al-Din Abbasi, and Muhammad Odeh, by 14.29%, Palestinian Media Watch reported. The four will now receive an additional 1,000 new Israeli shekels per month. From 7,000 new Israeli shekels, $2,251, per month to 8,000 new Israeli shekels, $2,572. The payout has amounted to more than 8 million new Israeli shekels, over $2.5 million, over the years. The PA's policy allows for the increase in salary according to the gravity of the attack. In other words, the more Israelis die, the larger the payout. Also on Sunday, the Security Cabinet voted to freeze 600 million new Israeli shekels from the taxes Israel collects on behalf of the PA, in accordance with the 2018 law. Last week, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas hailed 2 terrorists who were killed by Israeli troops as heroes, telling their families in a phone call this week that the nation of Palestine was in mourning for them. In a video circulating on social media, Abbas is heard assuring the fathers of Abdurrahman Jamal Sabah and Muhammad al-Azizi that their sons will reach heaven together with the other martyrs. Sabah and al-Azizi, who recently carried out a string of shooting attacks against Israelis, were killed during a shootout with IDF troops in the West Bank city of Nablus. "We are all mourning," Abbas told the fathers. "That is our fate and we can't escape it. We must make sacrifices for the homeland. May God bless all martyrs." Abbas has in the past vowed that his government will continue to pay salaries to terrorists and their families even if we have only a penny left.